Kęstutis Reividas for Independent Lithuanian Radio here on KTYM 1460 on your AM dial. And of course, live streaming audio over the internet at ktym.com.
Aš nekraujuočiau, aš nekariaučiau, jei ne tos vyras, jei ne tie paukščiai. Kraujo neliečiau, jei nemylėčiau, jeigu tėvų ir vaikų neturėčiau. Jeigu su protėviais aš nebendraučiau, jei prie jų kapo neprisiglausčiau. Jei ne šventi ąžuolai savanoti, už ką gi sakykit, turėčiau kovoti. Ar ne lietuviškai paukščiai čia suokia, ar dar surastumei, kur kita tokia? Motina šviesa, pjūti ir sėja, ar jį nukritę, jei nemylėja, ar jį kopočiau?
Well, once again, we opened up with a little excerpt from Skylė, hole, like hole in the wall, the band Skylė. And, you know, I hope you understand Lithuanian, at least some of you. It's just so moving. You know, the lyrics are like, I wouldn't be risking my life, I wouldn't be fighting, I wouldn't be willing to die if my parents weren't buried here, if I didn't have children here, if I didn't have a lover here. I'm doing this because I'm invested in Lithuania. And this is a partisan song from the album called Broliai, which is Brothers, referring to the Forest Brothers in Lithuania at the end of World War II. I think I mentioned the date last week. I'm not sure I did, but just to be clear, we will be going off the air March 14th. Okay? And to put this all in perspective, and I've talked about it before, but I just want you to all understand that on March 11th, Kovo Vienuolikta, March 11th, Landsbergis, the appointed president of Lithuania, 1990, 25 years ago, this March 11th, declared independence, the first country, a tiny country, to declare independence from the Soviet Union. And it was the beginning of the end of the Soviet Empire. A lot of the media doesn't quite acknowledge that yet, but that's what broke the camel's back. Gorbachev came to Lithuania for the first time. It was the first time a leader of the Soviet Union came to Lithuania. He came to a factory worker of union workers and said, "What the hell are you doing? We're trying to, with this perestroika stuff and, you know, all the liberalism, we're trying to put together a new society. You can't just quit." And Landsbergis and everybody said, "Yes, we can. We don't have any problem with that." Anyway, that's when we had a meeting about independent Lithuanian radio. I was called in. Other people were called in and said that we need to spread the news and get this out there, and we need to start a radio show. And they wanted me to do it in Lithuanian, and I refused. I said, the only way I'm going to do this, or we are going to do this, Tina Petrušis was there at that time, Zina Markevičiūtė, you know, we worked together. As a matter of fact, the both of them contributed to the programs as opposed to just me yakking away for half an hour. And we decided that we're going to do it in English because we want to reach the generations that were born here, the generations that might not understand Lithuanian so well. So we finally decided to call it Independent Lithuanian Radio. And I don't remember the exact date, okay? But sometime later that year, we went on the air. So it'll be 25 years this year that we've been on the air. The radio station, KTYM, has been very generous with us, you know, reaching a Los Angeles audience, being in the Los Angeles market at a reasonable price is just astounding. It really is. And I want to thank the radio station and the management and all that. But being that it's 25 years, and being that Kova Vienuolikta, March 11th, was the day that Lithuania declared its independence from the Soviet Union. Of course, it took another year and a half for Moscow to fall. Okay, but we were the leaders, and the radio station is for sale. You know, something comes through, it doesn't come through, it gets put off. We've decided that we're just going to call a date and call it 25 years of continuous every Saturday broadcasting is coming to an end. So the 14th will be our last show. Well, we'll review the events of March 11th and March 14th. We'll review those events and we will sign off for the last time and thank you heartfully for listening. Whether you've been listening for 6 months, 6 years, or 25 years, we appreciate it. That being said, we're in the hole because we thought the station was being sold in the summertime, and we quit soliciting funds, and we got ourselves deeply into the financial hole. So I quite blatantly am asking you to send us a check to keep us on the air so we can pay our bills and go out honorably, because we are about, I'll tell you the truth, we're about $1,400, $1,500 in the hole, and the show costs about $120 a week, okay, which is a great deal. Don't get me wrong, it's a great deal, but we need your support more than ever now so that independent Lithuanian radio walks away with honor, with no debt, and I think a pretty good reputation, because at least people tell me that they enjoy our programming. You'll also notice that over the next few weeks, our programming, our style, you know, we do the weather and we do all that, it's going to change a little bit. I'm going to take the liberty of doing things a little bit differently. For example, I'm going to start with a story right now from Lithuania. It's kind of a weird story. I haven't been able to verify this, but there's a blog piece by an Elizabeth Brahe, okay, Elizabeth Brahe from last Saturday, that was published right after we broadcast, and it says mysterious men are linked to Russia, and they are targeting the Lithuanian president. Last month, a peculiar thing happened at the European Parliament. Four men were observed placing books with the title Red Dahlia. Now, that somehow sounds familiar, but you know, I don't know if it's the same one. Anyway, title Red Dahlia in members' pigeonholes at the European Parliament. Nothing unusual, you say. Pigeonholes are for putting things into. But it wasn't just any book, and the four men distributed it without permission. The Dahlia in the book of 200-plus pages seems to be none other than Lithuanian President Dalia Grybauskaitė. Dalia Grybauskaitė, the president of Lithuania. And the book alleges that she used to be involved with the KGB. It's a smear book. And there's also implications that, you know, you shouldn't listen to her, and you might even want to take it a step further and do something about it. Grybauskaitė has repeatedly warned of Russian aggression. That Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Vasily Nebenzia warned last month would have consequences for the Iron Lady of the Baltics. Russian Foreign Ministry spokesman Alexander Lukashevich went further, complaining that Grybauskaitė had, quote, belched out a new set of rude verbal assaults on Russia in an interview with a local radio station. And if you've been a loyal listener of independent Lithuanian radio, you know that she's been very, very vocal against Russian, the aggression in against Russia and the aggression in the Ukraine, and so forth. As I've told you before, but statistics show that there were something like 21 scrambles of NATO jets to intercept Russian bombers flying over Lithuanian territory around the holiday season. All right? I don't know if this is still going on this week, but those are the latest numbers we have. And we're going everything from fighter jets to bombers, okay? But back to the Red Dot app. Upon finding the volume in his cubbyhole the following day, one of the members, Antanas Guoga, a Lithuanian liberal, emailed Parliament President Martin Schulz regarding the mysterious literature. Francesca Ratti, acting director general of the Parliament's Directorate General for Security and Safety, and her staff investigated, and last week she sent Schulz her findings. What Ratti reported was explosive stuff. Quote, following verification, it has been established that one of the individuals who brought the books into the Parliament and distributed them was Mr. Kevin Elul Bonitsi, who is a member of staff of the EFDD Secretariat. Now listen to this, she wrote to Schulz. On the day of the incident, Mr. Elul Bonitsi invited two guests into Parliament, one Russian citizen and one Polish citizen born in Moscow. They've also concluded that these two men helped distribute the books. They've not established the identity of the fourth person. The EFDD is the European Parliament's Eurosceptic group. Now, I personally am kind of Eurosceptic. I've told you about that 100 times if you listen. You know, here we are adopting the euro in Lithuania, successfully, by the way. You know, it went pretty smooth. But, you know, the euro's at like an 8 or 9 year low when Lithuania jumps on board. It's kind of crazy. But anyway, the EFDD is European Parliament's Eurosceptic group, Europe of Freedom and Direct Democracy, led by Nigel Farage of the UK Independence Party. Elul Bonitsi is also married to a Eurosceptic Maltese politician, Sharon Elul Bonitsi. As has been previously written in Newsweek magazine, Russia has successfully been courting support among the European Parliament's non-mainstream parties and European skeptics, and is using agents of influence to shape public opinion. Shaping public opinion, presumably, was exactly Elul Bonitsi and his Russian-connected friends' mission. Now, that's the end of the article, but you know, I want to add that with the euro plunging, okay, it was at 1.15 Friday, $1.15 Friday, and I came back from Lithuania last year. I sold my euros and traded them where you pay a fee, okay, where you pay a fee at like 1.22, okay, and I think I don't have the numbers in front of me. The euro has been as high as 1.30 to the dollar. It's not good for us, for the dollar, but it's good for the euro. And the euro is plunging. So keep that all in mind as you travel to Lithuania. And again, I remind you, the Lithas is being phased out. So if you're going to Lithuania soon, you want to trade in your Lithai as soon as possible.
Vėjo dienos po speiguotų karų joji vienas pasipuošę žaibu vėjo pirštai užgesina žaizdas nieks nemiršta kas bučiuoja žvaigždę Kasas, ilgesio nupintas, geria sirpstančias rasas, ir mėnulį šilta, žygi debesų takai, ašarom praminti, žengia poliai aitvarai, nugalėja mirti.
A little more folk rock from Skylėja from the album Broliai, this time featuring Smilgevičiūtė. And she's the wife of the band leader, Rokas. And I just think she has one of the most unique, maybe, you know, not the best. It's not operatic or anything, you know, if you were to judge it that way. But her voice is just so unique. And again, I hope you understand Lithuanian. I'll just, you know, say one line in that part said, you know, you're getting shot at, you're suffering, you're getting all this, but the people who kiss the stars won't die. So look up and kiss the stars. Beautiful stuff here on Independent Lithuanian Radio from Skylė, also known as Hole, like a hole in the wall. Now, by the way, earlier I told you that we were financially in the hole and we wanted to go out honorably and pay all our debts when we go off the air on Kovo 14th or March 14th. I do not think I gave you our address, so please get your pen and pencil ready. Take out your checkbook, okay? Take out your checkbook so you don't forget and write your check to Independent Lithuanian Radio. Independent Lithuanian Radio, and send it off to 2808 Santa Monica Boulevard, Santa Monica 90404. That's Independent Lithuanian Radio, 2808 Santa Monica Boulevard, Santa Monica 90404. The office studio where we tape this show every Friday or Saturday is right next door to Roken Mark. You all know where that is, you know, when you stop by, or the Lithuanian Credit Union, California Lithuanian Credit Union. You can pop in here and drop off your check. We're at 2808 Santa Monica Boulevard, Santa Monica, California 90404. M&R Americana Insurance is the office, but this is where we keep our little studio, Independent Lithuanian Radio. So one more time, Independent Lithuanian Radio, 2808 Santa Monica Boulevard, Santa Monica, California 90404. And while you're here, don't forget to visit Eurodelimart Lituanica. Eurodelimart Lituanica. Great selection of Lithuanian food. You know, soups to nuts, literally. You know, hazelnuts, all kinds of Lithuanian soups and concentrates. Lots of stuff without GMOs, by the way, okay? Without genetically modified ingredients. Rye bread is organic, made in Lithuania, flash frozen, and shipped out here. And so, you know, basically you put it on your dinner table. It thaws in a couple hours, and you're eating fresh bread. We have silkes, which is herring. You know, we have Lithuanian cheeses. We have Dadu Lithuanian ice cream and delicious Lithuanian-style sausages. Those are made in the U.S., though. Just to be fair, those are made in the U.S. Lithuania still does not have an agreement with the United States to import meats. So we have this weird thing going on where Lithuanian companies are making and processing meats right over the border in Poland, because Poland has an agreement, and they ship it here. So it says, you know, made in Poland, packaged in Poland, so on and so forth. But most of them are Lithuanian, though we have other stuff. We have Russian stuff, we have Latvian stuff, we have Ukrainian stuff, but 80% is Lithuanian. Half the store is Lithuanian food. Otherwise, you can also pick up a bag of Lithuanian potato chips, you know, or a Coke, or a quart of milk, okay, because we're also your local convenient market. So if you happen to be there and you need some other things, you can do it. And that's also on the 2800 block, just up the street at the end of the block at the corner of Yale and Santa Monica Boulevards. Yale and Santa Monica Boulevards. We're open 7 days a week. It's 28 blocks from the beach. So when the weather's nice, take your family down to the pier, and on the way home, come to 2823. It's in what's called the Yale Strip Mall or Yale Shopping Center at the corner of Yale and Santa Monica Boulevards, 28 blocks from the beach, about 100 yards up from Roken Mark at the opposite corner. Not across the street, the opposite corner, 28 blocks from the beach, Eurodelimart Lituanica. You will not be disappointed. Thank you. Now, by the way, I forgot, next week is Super Bowl Sunday, and it also happens, and don't ask me who came up with this, but it also happens to be International Sepeline Day, okay? International Potato Dumpling Day. International Sepelinas Day. So Eurodelimart Lituanica also has pure potato dumplings, or Or, if you're really into it, you can buy a potato grater. They sell potato graters there, and you can make your own fresh cepelene potato dumplings, stuffed with anything you want to stuff them with, or just a big chunk of potato. But, you know, you can stuff them with meat, you can stuff them with bacon bits. So, you know, make your own cepelene. I consider a cepelene grater from Eurodeli Mart Lituanica. Now, a couple other things. We have a couple of birthdays coming up. Biruta Prasauskas, she's a constant supporter of us here at Independent Lithuanian Radio. Well, Biruta Prasauskas is celebrating a birthday. And this Sunday, Albinas Markavičius. Albinas Markavičius, you know him all from Roke and Mark. He still comes in 6-7 days a week, you know, unless he's out of town. Comes into the office. He's an amazing gentleman, and as a matter of fact, he got me started in the insurance business many, many years ago. So happy birthday to Birute Brasauskas and Albinas Markavičius. There's an article in the Baltic Times, Baltic house prices increase among the fastest in the European Union. Pretty amazing, huh? House price, this is single-family homes. Now, you can't buy a single-family home and own the land if you're not a citizen. You know, non-citizens can buy apartments. But if you have a Lithuanian passport, you're a citizen, you can buy a house. Just keep that in mind. So this doesn't affect many of you. On the other hand, it will definitely affect some of you, especially if we wind up getting a consulate here and people decide to reclaim their citizenship who never bothered before. Anyway, house prices, article says, in all three Baltic countries increased by over 10% year over year as of the latest numbers from the third quarter of 2014. Estonia recorded the biggest increase, with house prices jumping 13.2% compared with the same period in 2013. This means that it was behind only Ireland among EU countries for whom data was available. You know, all of Europe was in a slump for a long time, and, you know, there's a little bit of a recovery going on, and we've been mentioning housing recoveries in Lithuania and Latvia and Estonia for a long time, but mostly we talk about apartments. But anyway, Latvia was in third place, tied with the UK, with an increase in house prices of 11.7% compared to the third quarter of 2013. It also scored the second highest quarterly increase. Now, Lithuania was ranked number six, but still, the price rise in Lithuania was over 10%, 10.1% year over year. According to data, house prices in the Eurozone on average rose just a little over half a percent, 0.6% from the second quarter. The largest fall in house prices over the preceding years were recorded in Slovenia and Italy and Romania. Also, we have Blynų Balius, which is, you know, they always joke about it as the Lithuanian Mardi Gras, but basically it's an evening where Spindulys, our Lithuanian youth ensemble, entertains and serves you, and it's pretty much an all-you-can-eat evening kicking off Lent, I mean before Lent, so that's why they call it the Lithuanian Mardi Gras. Blynų Balius, February 7th. It's pretty much a standing room only event, so you know, make plans to attend now, February 7th, just a couple of weeks away. By the way, we didn't give you the weather in the beginning of the program. Tonight, it's going to be 30 degrees in the capital of Lithuania, Vilnius, which you should know by now. And tomorrow, it won't get past 30 degrees, and it'll be a really chilly night, 16 degrees tomorrow night, 16 degrees. Monday, 27 high, 25 low. Tuesday, back up to 31 with a 25 low. And Wednesday, pretty much identical, 31 high, 26 low. So ask any local in Lithuania who's lived there for a while. It's nice. When it's about 32, it's nice. All right, we'll be right back.
Debesys pražysta, mariomis žvaigždžių. Kai melsvi žiedeliai vysta, tu nemerk akių. Ak, širdie jauti tu skausmą, sopulį tikiu. Tėviškiai išliejas jausmą, neužmerk akių.
Well, that was Aistė Smilgevičiūtė and Skylė again. But, of course, if you've been a regular listener, you ought to know that by now. Again, one of the most unique voices, I think, in Lithuania. Well, we're coming up to the last minute or so of our program today at Independent Lithuanian Radio. And I want to take this opportunity to thank a couple of people who just got checks in yesterday's mail. Limus Venskus, Limus and Aldona Venskus, sent a very generous donation to us, along with a thank you note for being on the air for approximately 25 years. And Danute Basulis, also a regular supporter of our program, sent us a generous check. So thank you, Danute. And thank you, Limus and Aldona Venskus. This is Kestutis Reividas for Independent Lithuanian Radio here on KTYM 1460 on your AM dial. And, of course, live streaming audio over the Internet at ktym.com. So through the 14th, you can still listen to us either in your car or on your computer. Thanks again for tuning in. And I think I feel like closing with a rocker by Andrus Mamontovas.
Mašinose, skusta galviai karstuose, tuninginiuose. Dabar, jeigu girdit šią dainą, mes čia jūsų laikas praeina.